So, you want to get into farming? Then stay tuned for Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. It took a few years, but Naima Dore and her husband Fagas have their own farm now, just a few miles north of Minneapolis-St. Paul. She shared her journey and offered advice to beginning farmer wannabes in a recent USDA webinar.
Definitely keep your day job. Don't be like, oh, wow, this is beautiful. Look at this, right? Because I know we have people coming and visiting us and just seeing this property and how much they just want to start farming. I'm like, whoa, hit the brake. Hold on one second. You know, you have to understand, like, you don't want to commit to something that you haven't tested.
Dore grows specialty crops in structures called high tunnels.
Farming humbles you. You just have to take it year by year. Last year, it was our first year, new to the land, different soil, different environment. We were growing food, but a lot of our crops didn't make it. So that was devastating, but you have to look at the bigger picture. Again, you have to ask yourself, is this something that you're really passionate about, or is this just a hobby for you?
Dore gives USDA credit for helping her get started.
USDA is not perfect. I said it. But you know what? They do listen. They're open to ideas.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.